Daf is Daf Lamed Zayin. We got to six lines down. The Gemara says, "Mistamech ve'azel Rabbi Yehuda." Rabbi Yehuda was leaning on Nisi. Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya akasve de Rabbi Simlai Shemai. He was on the shoulders, it seemed, of his aide, his assistant, Rabbi Simlai. We have a number of Gemaras where the certain Rabbanim were riding on the shoulders of their Talmidim. So Amrlei Simlai. Simlai says, "Lo ha'isi emesh bebeis medrash. I was not there in the base medrash yesterday. Kishyatarnu esas shemen, when we permitted shemen before this point, shemen shel akum was aser, and the bezdin shel Yehuda matered it. So Amrlo b'yameinu not tati afas pas. So Rabbi Simlai was pushing his Rebbe Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe we should also permit pas akum if we permitted shemen as well." So Amar Lo, Rabbi Yehuda says back to him, "Im Kain, if we're going to permit pass as well, Karu Lon Beis Dino Sharia, we're going to get a very sad name. We're going to be the lenient Bezdin. We're going to be the Mekilim, and we don't want to have that type of reputation." Ditznan, the Mishnah says, right, "Heyed Rabbi Yossi Ben Yoezer Ish Tzreda." They testified, Al Ail Kimta Dachan, this is a Gemara as well in Maseches Pesachim, that they permitted a particular type of grasshopper. We'll see details at the bottom here. Va'mashke Beis Metabchia, any liquid that was found in the base of Shechita is going to be Dachan, is Mutter, is Tahor as well. And the third thing he permitted was Val Dikrav Lemesa, Misav, a person who comes close to a mace is going to be Tame. So all these things that require explanation, but just those are the three things he said. Vikari Le Yosef Sharya, and they called him a bezin that permits things. So Amar Le, where it says, no, Hasam Shara Tlus. There he permitted three things. So the Gemara says, we're going to see later on, the third thing sounds like it was a tumah, it was a chamer thing. He said, a person who touches a mace is going to be tam-tame. The Gemara is going to clarify on the base that that third thing was actually a kula. So in the end of the day, without really understanding these three items, Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer permitted three things, and they called him Yosef Sharia, the lenient Yosef. I don't want to be called the Bezdin Sharia of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Lei, Hasam Sharat Tlasa. He got the title of the Mekel Bezdin because he permitted three things. Umar Shara Chada. So you only permitted one thing. You permitted Shemen. Vishari Mar Chada Achrisa. Sakati Tartin Hudahavian. And if you permit one more item, if you permit just Pasakum, that's only two, and you haven't gotten to the point of three. Only a third item would give you the reputation of the Bezdin Sharia. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yehuda explains to his Talmud, Rabbi Simlai, on the Sharia Acharisa. There was actually a third item I once permitted, and that's why if I permit pas as well, which it seems like he wanted to, but he was being held back, there, what was the third thing? Mahi, what was the third item that he already, really the second item, and possibly the third item? What was that other item that he permitted? The Tznan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Gittin, that Zekitech im labasi mikan ad shneimasar chodesh. A husband says to his wife, here's the get. If I don't come back in 12 months, in a full year, so then the get is going to be a good get. So it's a tonight. Umeis besoch shneimasar chodesh. He dies within the 12 months. Ain't no get. It's not a good get because it didn't take effect till after 12 months. But he was already dead. And we know, ain get lachar misa. So since he died within 12 months, it was never chal. V'taniyala. And the Braisa said on this Mishnah, Rabbo Seinu, however, the Chacham came along afterwards, hitirua linase. They thought that this case was a good get, even though he is meis betoch shemas achodesh, it's a good get. V'amrina and man Rabbo Seinu, who are these rabbis who permitted her to get married? Who are the maker rabbis? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Beis Dina, Disharu Mishcha. The same exact bezin that permitted Mishcha, of course, is Shemin in Aramaic. That same bezin of Rav Yehuda, who permitted Shemin Shel Akum, were the ones who permitted this woman to get married. It was a good get. They were Makel. So this was the second item. Had they went along and permitted Pas Akum as well, then they would have earned the title of a Bezdin Sharia. So the Gemara says, so what's the svar? Now, focusing on the case in Gittin, what's the svar to allow it to be a good get? Husband says, this is my get if I don't return in 12 months. He dies in the sixth month. So we say it's a good get, but he can't give the get. He's ain't get lachamisa. The get's not chal until 12 months. It's not chal, and he's already dead now in the sixth month. So the Gemara explains, Savri la k'Rabbi Yossi. They hold like Rabbi Yossi, d'amar zmano shel shtar mochia chalav. When you write a zman on the get, it's as if you wrote me'achshav ula'achar shneimas achodesh. So since a zman is like ka'achshav, it was as if it was a chal the moment he handed her the get, even though there was a tanai, that tanai was really external to the chalos of the get. So the Gemara says now, Amar Rabbi Abba Brei, the Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Rabbi Yosi Anasi, Hora, Velo Hodu Lo, Kol Shato, Vamrile Kol Siato. Rabbi Huda Paskin, that this was the halacha, it's a good get, but no one else agreed to him. Some say Kol Shato, which meant, Rashi says, all his days, Kol Yamav Nechlak Alav, everyone argued, they thought it wasn't a good get. And the other gear says, Kol Siato, his whole group, all his chevra, argued on him as well. So this was not accepted. Lalach, it in fact isn't a good get, but the fact that he attempted to make it a good get and be makel, that was the second item that would have again caused him to be called based in Sharia had he permitted pas akim as well.
What's your status?
That you don't hold it again? She's a widow now. She's an amana. Yeah. The issue why he wanted to do that is, let's say they have no children, so now she's has to become, she has a brother-in-law who has to yibum or chalitza. Yeah, but if she's divorced, so now she can marry whoever she wants except for Cohen. That's also different. Right. So Cohen. But that's usually why they want to do this. So the Gemara now says, a part of it is also to be naguna. If you don't know what happens to him, if he's lost, also after 12 months, so then it's a good get for as well.
Right. Well, then he didn't come back.
Yeah, that's something. That's why you might make a Tanai in order to avoid. If I don't come back, you don't know where I am. This way you could go free. Those would be two different reasons why they want to do it. So he's not stuck to brother-in-law or that she doesn't stay in Naguna. So Amar Lei Rabbi Eliezer Lahu Saba. Rabbi Eliezer said to a certain elderly, Ki Sharisa La'alter, Sharisa Delo Asu, O Dilmal Acha Shemasar Chodesh, Deha Ekim Lei Tanai. So he wanted to clarify this position of Rabbi Yossi and then Rabbi Huda later on, who paskin like Rabbi Yossi, when they permitted her to get married, was it right away? Because Mano Shel Shtar Mochiach Alav, it's Ke'achshav, as if he handed her the get right now. Or Dilmar, perhaps it's only after 12 months until the Tanai had taken effect. So the Gemara says, before answering that question, Tzibay Lecha Masnisen, why are you asking the question on the Rabbi Huda Hanasi, asked the question on the Mishnah. There's a clear Mishnah that you really should be asking this question on. I mean, it's the same question, just asking, why asking on a Amora versus a Tana? The Mishnah says, the Tanan, Hareza Gitech Me'achshav Im Lo Basi Mikane Shnemasar Chodesh. Here's a clear Mishnah. If you do say Me'achshav, if you say from now, here's your get now, if I don't come after 12 months, Umeis Besoch Shnemasar Chodesh. Husband dies within 12 months, have a get. That's a good get. Deha, he came late tonight because the tonight happened, because he didn't come after 12 months. He was dead. He couldn't return. So, Tibay Lecha asked the question. When that happens, La Alter Havigita, the moment the husband dies at the 6th month, is she permitted now? Deha lo asli, because now, of course, he's dead. He can't come anymore. So, why wait till the full 12 months? Oh, Dilmar, perhaps. Or does the woman have to wait until the 12 months, even though it's obvious, it's for sure that he's not coming back because he's dead, she still has to wait the remaining 12 months. So why didn't they ask the question on this Mishnah of Me'achshav? Why did they ask the question only Rabbi Yossi, who thought that Zmano Shel Shtar Mochiach Alav is like Achshav? So the Gemara says, Inachanami, you're right, that could have been the same question as well. El Mishim Dehavya Bahu Minyana, because they were dealing with the sugya of Rabbi Yossi, that Zmano Shel Shtar Mochiach Alav, so he asked the question there. But Inachanami, the same question could have been posed on the Mishnah of when it says, when you say explicitly, Me'achshav. Okay. So look at Tosa. Tosa says the answer is a davar pashut here. Again, we don't paskin this way, but at least within the world of Rabbi Yossi, top Tosa is la'alter, sharisa, dehalo asi, vim tomar pshita, de'la'alter hi muteris. It's obvious that right away she could get married. She doesn't have to wait for the 12 months to expire. De'miyad shemes, when the husband dies immediately, harei ha'tanai kimukuyim. It's as if the tanai has already been fulfilled. De'lo yashiv o lebeso. He's never returning back to the home. So what's the shaila? So the Shlomer, the Shaila is, maybe the Chashash is that if we allow a case that the husband's dead, maybe in a case where the husband writes, I'm not coming back, let's say he's alive, but I'm not coming back anymore, maybe people would permit then as well, which couldn't work because even though he writes he's not coming back, he still might come back. So the question is whether there were gozer in such a case or not. That was the suffix. Gemara doesn't answer the question though. Gemara now says around 8 lines up from the bottom, Amar Abaye, Hakomodim, everyone is in agreement. Lichshetete chama min artika. So when you say it's going to be a good get when the sun comes out of its bag, if you will, when the sun rises, so then everyone agrees. Lichinafka kamerle. So when it comes out, he's referring to it has to be the maisa when it actually comes up. So what is this? What's going on here? So the Gemara explains. V'chimais belaila. So he hands the get to the wife. let's say, Sunday. He says when the sun rises Monday morning, so then the get will be chal. So what happens, v'chi mais b'layla, let's say the husband dies at night, Sunday night. So again, then it's a get la'achar misa, that won't work. Because the lashon l'chashay teitzei doesn't indicate anything me'achshav. It means mamish, when the sun rises. So if he dies before the sun rises, it's for sure not a good get. It would be considered a get la'achar misa, which doesn't work. If, however, the language...
What would be the difference if he's gone?
No, if he's a widow or not. We said before that if he's a widow, if they have no children then, so she now has to do Yibum Chalitza with a brother-in-law.
Right, right.
Another nafkamina would be if she's an almana, she can marry a Kohen. A Grusha cannot marry a Kohen. Then the Gemara says a different language. If you say almanas shetei techama, you use on condition shetei techama min artika, that the sun rises, that's kimat me'achshav kamerli. That means it's now, I'm giving you the get now Sunday, on condition that the sun rises Monday morning. So that's really me'achshav kamerle. V'chi ma'is b'layla, if he were to die Sunday night, havadai t'nai have, that certainly the rising of the sun is only a condition. V'get mechaim hu, and that's considered a get was given from when he was alive already on Sunday, k'drav huna. Dam Rav Huna, kol ha'omer almanas, when you use a language of almanas, it's ke'omer me'achshav damit, as if you said, from now, on condition that the certain t'nai takes place. So the Gemara says, so what's the machlokes? Lo nechloku ella be'im teitze. The language of im teitze. If you say again, lichshe teitze, everyone agrees that's not me'achshav. Almanas is definitely a tenai. But be'im teitze, that language, that's a machlokes. That Rabbi Yehuda ha'nasi savar la Rabbi Yossi. Damar zmano shel shar mochiach alav. Im teitze is not really good tenai, but if it's the zman is there, you write the time on the get, so that means you wanted it to be me'achshav, Sunday would work, even though he dies at nighttime. It's as if you're saying, from today if I die, or from now if I die. That's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yossi. However, the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Yossi and say, less Lahud Rabbi Yossi, they don't hold of it. If you don't say me'achshav, if you don't say amanas, it's not like me'achshav. Havle kizegiteich im me'sei gredet. As if you're saying, here's your get tomorrow morning if I die. But if it only takes effect tomorrow morning, so that's where the machlokas is. Okay. The Gemara now tells us, by the way, this whole daf is really taking us out of Avodah Zarah. We're like, really, we did a lot of Avodah Zarah. It's like, getting the sugyas, now some Tumah sugyas we're going to do a little bit. All right, a little break. Breaks are good. But these breaks are hard. The Gemara now says, last five lines of the page here, Gufa. We said above that, Hey Yossi ben Yoezer, Ishtreda, he testified, Al Ail Kamtza Dachan, that a certain grasshopper's mutter is Tahor, Val Mashke Beit, Beimitpachia Dachan, on the liquid that's in the shechting house is also Tahor, Val Diakrev Lemesa, Misav, and the person who comes close to a mace is going to be Tameh himself. Vikari Lei, because he permitted these three instances, he was called Yosef Sharia, the lenient Yosef. So the Gemara wants to analyze each of these three kulas. My ayil kam, so what exactly is this type of grasshopper that he says dachan, that he said is tahor? So Papa Amar Shoshiva, that was the name of the grasshopper. Rashi says it's a type of a min chag of Rosh Aruch, a long neck. And Rav Chiya Bar Ami Mishmei De'ula Omer Susvil, which is a different type of grasshopper, which is a short neck. So that was the machlok, is what he was permitting. So Rapapa Amar, Rapapa explains Shoshiva. It was really a Shoshiva, a long-necked type of grasshopper. Ukamithlgi, the machlokis is between Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer and the others, whether this grasshopper was kosher or not, is as follows. Kamithlgi berosho aruch, with a grasshopper having a long neck, marsava rosho aruch aser. So the chacham felt a long neck grasshopper is aser. However, Marsaver, who is Yossi ben Yoezer, felt that a Rosh Aruch is mutter, that would be mutter. Now Rashi explains what the drush is, how to fit this in or not. I'm not going to, based on a cloud, proud of cloud, it's a Gemara and Chulim. He explains what the Nekulat Machlokis is, but when the end of the day, it's whether or not a long-necked grasshopper is aser or it's mutter. So then the Gemara says, that's all according to Rav Papa. Rav Chia Bar Ami Mishmei De'ula Amar, he says, no, they're arguing about a sosvil, another type of grasshopper. Again, I don't know what these things mean. Are they English? Nothing here. Okay. So nowadays, Lamaisa, we don't know which grasshoppers are kosher, so we don't eat any grasshoppers. But he thought the machlokas was about a sosvil. So what's going on? So Gemara explains, Barosha Aruch, if it's a long neck, Kuyama Lo Pligi De'aser. If it does have a long neck, Everyone agrees it's actually Aser. A sosia, Rashi points out, has a short neck. So a long neck grasshopper is off the table, that's Aser. But a sosia which has a short neck, v'hacha, b'knaf av chofenes rubo, aydei d'chak. One of the other kosher symbols of a grasshopper is if the wings cover most of the body. That's kosher. But let's say this type of grasshopper, is the wings cover most of the body, but only aydei d'chak. It's not very recognizable to the naked eye. That's the shiloh. So kamiflagi, that's the machlokas. Mar savar ruba koldu ba'inan. According to Yosi ben Yoezer, as long as it covers a little bit, even though from the naked eye it looks like 50-50, but if lemais, if you could take it under a microscope and ascertain that it is more than 50% covered, Yosi ben Yoezer thinks that's kosher. But mar savar, according to the chachamim, rubo diminkar ba'inan, you need to be recognizable to the naked eye, in which case this is not, and then he's going to paskin its usher, to eat this grasshopper. Okay, that's a little bit about a grasshopper. Let's move on. Gemara now says the second kula of Yosi ben Ezer was v'almashke be'metabchia dachan, that the liquid in the base metabchia in the shechting house is all tahor. So what's going on here? My dachan, what does it mean it's tahor? So Rav Amar dachan mamish. It's mamish tahor. The liquids, the blood and water, everything that's in the base hashchita is all going to be tahor. And according to Shmuel Amar, Dachin Milatamei Acherim about Tumas Asman Yeshbem. They only said that it doesn't have the ability to mimetame other items, but each liquid on their own, the blood that's there, is inherently tame. So Gemara explains what exactly is Machlokes. Again, this might remind you guys of the end of the first parak of Psachim. Psachim is a very nice masechta, but everyone gets very scared at the end of the first parak. There's a lot of Tumah of Tara there, and this is part of that discussion, this Tumas Mashkin. So just get excited for Pesach. We're 40 days away or so. So the Gemara says now, Rav Amar Dachin Mamish Kesavar. He thought that the whole liquid is Tahor. Kesavar. Tumas Mashkin Dirabanan. In general, the whole idea of Mashkin liquids being Tame is only a Tumah Midirabanan. Midiraisa, Mashkin is actually Tahor. So V'chi Gazer, when did their banan Tumas Mashkin Da'alma? When were they gozer that even liquids will be tameh? That was only general cases. About mashke, we made metatcha, the mashke that's in the shechting house, which is a very limited area, lo gazer abanan, they weren't gozer in that area. That wasn't part of the initial gezera. Shmuel Amar, he says, dachan mil tameh acher. Mashkin are only tahor from contaminating other items. Aval tumas asman yeshben, but they themselves are inherently tame. Why? Because Shmuel argues fundamentally with Rav, kesavar tumas mashkin deraisa. So he says, tumas mashkin, the mashkin themselves are actually tame on a deraisa level different than Rav, but litame acherim, to contaminate others, that's only derabanan. So therefore, v'chi gazer rabbanan b'mashkin da'alma, when with rabbanan goes there, that mashkin will be metame others, that's in the general circumstances. But b'mashkin be metapcha, when it came in the beis hashchita, lo gazer, they were not gozer in such a place, and therefore it's not metame acherim, but it is metame on it in its right, in own right. Fine. Third case is now of Yosef ben Yoezer is Val Dikrav Lemesa Misaiv Vikarla Yosef Sharia. The third item that he permitted was a person who encounters a mace will himself become Tame. So of course there are going to be a lot of questions. So Gemara says, Yosef Asra, Mibarile. Firstly, it should say Yosef Asra, not permitted it. He said anyone who touches a mace is Tame. That's number one problem with this statement. Second problem is Od Deraisi. That's a din Deraisa. That person who touches a mace is Tamei. Anyone who touches the dead body, he himself is going to become Tamei, the pasuk goes on to tell us. It says, Yitma Shivas Yamim. So that's not a chizish of Yosi ben Yoezer. The Gemara says, Deraisa diyakarev Tamei, diyakarev diyakarev Tahor. On a deraisa level, only a person who touches the mace himself is tame. But a person who touches a person who touched the mace, that's mutter mideraisa. And came along also, inu, came along Yosi ben Yoezer, the gazra filu diakarev bidiakarev. Vasify. So now the chum came along and says, even a person who touches a person who touches a mace, even that person become tame, that's a din derabanan, says the Gemara. And then Vasa'ihu, but came along Yosef ben Yoezer, V'ok Madiraisa, he undid that Tumah Midirabanan. He says, no, if I touch Reuven who touched the mace, I'm not going to become Tahor. Let me make this clear again. Reuven touched the mace, Reuven is definitely Tameh Deraisa. I touch Reuven, I'm actually Tahor Midiraisa. Chacham said, I'm Tameh,
And Yosi ben Yezer says, I'm being oker that tumma midrabanan, and I'm going relying on the deraisa that if I touch Reuven, I'm actually not tamei. That's what the Gemara thinks Yosi ben Yezer is trying to accomplish, to undo that second level tumma. Gemara says that doesn't make sense, because the akarev b'diakarev, I who touch Reuven, that's a secondary level, that's nami deraisa, that's also a mefurish pasuk that I am tamei midrabanan, and the chacham can't play around with that. The chesiv, it says the pasuk, this is also in Parshas Chukas. B'chol asher yigabo hatamei yitma. Anyone who touches the one who's tamei, the live person, if I touch Reuven, I myself will be considered tamei as well. So that can't be what they're talking about. So the Gemara says, Amru Rabbanan kamei d'Rava. The Chacham said in front of Rava, Mishmei, quoting in the name of Demar Zutra, who was the Berei de Rav Nachman, the son of Rav Nachman, Damar, who said, B'shem Mishmei de Rav Nachman, Deraisa, Diakarev, B'diakarev, B'chiburin, Tuma Shiva. When the Torah says, if I touch Reuven, who touched the mace, I can only become Tame if Reuven is still touching the mace, B'chiburin. So Reuven's touching the dead body. I'm now putting my hand on Reuven's shoulder. So now the tumah is going to transfer over to me. I'm going to be tamei shivas yom, 7 days. But shelo bechiburin, if it's not touching, and Reuven already stepped away from the mace, and now I touch Reuven, that's only going to create a tumas erev. I'm only tamei for 1 day on the Torah level. And then also inu came along chachamim, the gazer afilu shelo bechiburin tumas shiva. Chacham said, if I touch Reuven, even while Reuven isn't touching the mace, I will become Tamei 7 days on a Dirabanan level. And in light of that, also Iu came along Yosi ben Yoezer, Volkma Deraisa, to go back to the Deraisa and say, no, if I touch Reuven, Shelo b'chiburim, I'm only going to become Tamei, Tumas Erev, only 1 day. So the Gemara says, so Deraisa, Ma'i, what's the source, what's the basis for this? That it's true that b'chiburim, I'm tamei 7 days. Shelo b'chiburim, I'm only tumas erev. Gemara says, "Diraisa ma'hi dechsev hanogeh b'meish lechol nefesh adam b'tamei shivas yamim." A person who touches the mace is tamei for 7 days. Uksiv it says, "V'chol asheigabo hatamei yitma," which goes on to say, "Uksiv v'nefesh hanogas titma at harev." But then it says the guy who touches is only tamei until the evening. So okay, so how could you reconcile the stira? Kan b'chiburin, kan b'shelo b'chiburin. When Reuven's touching the mace, he's b'chiburin, then I who touch Reuven, I'm tamei 7 days. If Reuven is no longer touching the mace, but he's still tamei because he did touch the mace, that's shelo b'chiburin, so then I'm only going to become tumas erev. So the Gemara says, Amru luhu Rava, Rava says, Lava mina luhu, did I not tell you already? Lo titlu be boki suki, don't be Rav Nachman. Don't hinge upon Rav Nachman, empty basket, says Rashi, which means don't say things that don't make any sense. Hachi amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says as follows, Safek tuma b'shus harabim hitter lehen. When it came to any safek that took place in the public domain, he permitted them. So that's... That's what Rashi's talking about. Look, see, look, Rashi explains this. Rashi safek tuma b'shus harabim hitter lehem she'einam nagin bahen iser hachi kamar v'adiyikarev v'adai l'meisa misava ava misafek lo. What Yosi ben Yoezer says, of course a vade case where you touch a body or touch a person who's tamei mace, vade, that person is going to become tamei. But what he said was, a case of a safek b'shus harabim, Yosi ben Yoezer said that case is going to be tahor. Apparently before, and the Chacham thought safek b'shus harabim is tamei, he paskin is actually tahor. Gemara says, that's not Yosi ben Yoezer, that wasn't his kula. We have a mesora that dates back, we have a hekesh to sota. Ma sota, b'shus yachid, just like we know the case of a sota. A married woman is a bitsina, b'seiser, with another man, she has a din of a sota. That can only take place b'shus yachid. But if there's another person there, that's already considered rabim, that's already three people, that won't make her into a sota anymore. So sota is only asa b'shus yachid. The pasuk in Parshas Nasa used the word v'nitma a few times, so we have a hekesh of sota to tuma. Just like sota is only rishus yachid, sota and tesafik, we don't know what happened in that closed door, but tesafik, we're machmir if it's rishus yachid, so tesafik tuma rishus yachid is tame, right? Gemara says, ma sota rishus yachid, af tuma rishus yachid. But we learn from this, but sota rishus rabim is tower, so tesafik tuma rishus rabim is tower. So the Gemara says, so what happened was, Ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha vein morin kain. Now really, you're right, that's the halacha we learn from sota, that a suffix, b'shus harabim, is actually tahor like sota. But we don't go out and ain morin kain, we don't teach this to people. The Asa'iu came along, Yossi ben Ezer, the Orile Aruya. He came and taught this publicly to any time there's a Safik Brishit Rabim, we're going to say it's Tahor. Now, the definition of Rishit Rabim, I mentioned before, the Mishnah in somewhere in Sefer Tahor, I forget which Mishnah it is, says the definition of Rishit Rabim, although by Shabbos the definition is 16 amos wide or perhaps 600,000 people, when it comes to Tumah Vatara, the definition is 3 or more is considered Rishit Rabim with respect to a Suffolk Tumah. Fine, the Gemara now finishes off saying, Tani Nami Hachi, the Brisa says the same thing, the Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Koros Notlehem, Vamer, they put some, like, little, dividers in the ground to separate between that Amar Ad Kam Rishis Rabim, Ad Kam Rishis Yachid. You know, like you go through Midtown Tunnel, they have those little things in between the lanes. They put those little markers in between so to separate between Rishis Yachid and Rishis Rabim. Whenever I think of Midtown Tunnel, I've mentioned this before probably, I have a Talmud who he had his first date. He was driving her through Midtown Tunnel. He was very, very nervous, so he started hitting the middle things as she was driving. So, okay. So anyway, so they put these markers. He ended up marrying her. Worked out well. I guess he handled the pressure well.
So she all knocked
down. So they used to put these markers to say this point is Rishis Rabim, this point is Rishis Yochid. Now this seems to be a shaila because it really doesn't depend on what's objectively Rishis Rabim. It really depends on how many people are there. So I'm not sure how this really stems with the general definition of Rishis Rabim with respect to Tumah. Anyways, the Gemara says, Ki also lekame de Rabbi Yanai, when they came to Rabbi Yanai, Amar lehu ha maya b'shikasa de benara zilu tfulam. So apparently once they came to him with a shayla but a suffik b'shis rabim, and he paskin that they should go into the mikvah anyways to do tumah. Now this was just simply a chumra ba'alma, because really we said before, a suffik b'shis rabim doesn't need anything. And he says, as a chumra, you should go to the mikvah anyways. Okay. There's a Rabbi Kivega here in the Gilyan Ashas. He's referring to a Rash in Maseches Taros. So there's a Machlokas here that, in a situation that if Rabbi Yanai would hold, if a person, let's say, touched the Taros before he went to this mikvah, again, a guy with Safek Tumah Brishis Rabim, and he went ahead and touched the Taros before going to the mikvah, Pashup Shat would be that everything would be Tahor. Because the requirement to go to the mikvah in the case of Safek Rishis Rabim is only a chumra, a Rabbi Yanai. But they quote here that Rabbi Kivega is referring to a Rash, Maseches Taros, that if a person does touch a tumah before going to the mikvah, the paskin that it actually would become tameh according to the Rash. Doesn't sound like it makes sense with the Gemara here, but that's what Rabbi Kivega is referring to. Okay, let's now go a little weiter. The Gemara says, now back to a dinam of Avodah Zarah. Hashlakos, which we said referred to items cooked, bishul akum, cooked by a non-Jew, menahanimila. How do we know that in fact it was aser? So Amar Rabbi Chir by Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, the pasuk appears in, this is in the end of Devarim, rather Parshas Devarim, ochel bekesef tashbireini, v'achalti mayim bekesef titein li. V'shasisi, so they gave us food and drink and we drank it. Kimayim, only water were we able to accept from the goyim. Ma mayim shlo nishtanu af ochel shlo nishtanu. Just like water is not changed, it remains in its initial state, so to food that wasn't changed, that wasn't cooked, is going to be permitted. But once it already has been changed, that would be a violation of bishul akum. Before you go weiter, there's a very interesting tosos here. It's fascinating, the Gemara is looking for a source of bishul akum. Bishul akum is not a derais, it's in fact a dirabanan, as we'll see at the end of the Gemara here. Look what Tosis writes here, Vashlakos. Menani mile Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Dimidibai Tamuda Bishlakos, Bikasava Deraisa. The fact that the Gemara even asks the question asking what the source is for Bishul Akum, Shema Gzera Kadmonisi, it sounds like it must have been an earlier Gzera. In the end of the day, we paskin it's a Gzera. But the fact they were looking for a source indicated that this was a very, very early Gzera. Velo Nigzera Imapas. It wasn't decreed the same time period as Pas. It was much earlier than when they instituted the Isser Pasakum. The Shlokos, he in Yane Tavshil. And the second point is, Shlokos has to do with cooking. Cooking is defined by a liquid. Usually liquids involved, soup. And Kidamashma Behochshmaisa. Umitchila Gazra Le Mitam Chasnas. When there were Gozer and Bishra Akum, it was because of intermarriage. But at that point,
they weren't gozer and bread as well, mishum de lo shayach bechasus kokach, because sharing bread would not result in socializing as much as eating together meat. Ad shebo Shammai v'Hillel v'gozer b'shmona asar dvarim, until later on in history, Shammai and Hillel came along and were gozer even on pas, gamal pas. V'yafa gav d'masnis, and even though the Mishnah tani pas mekame shlakos, the Mishnah lists pas before mentioned shlakos, which indicates pas came before shlakos. V'komakam shlakos gezeira kadmonis yoseh haisa. He doesn't care about that so much. It was certainly true that shlakos was an earlier gezeira than that of pas. When they permitted pasakum loitiru shlakos mehai taima, they didn't permit shlakos as well, because pas v'shlakos trei milenino, they're two independent gzeres, two independent categories. So now he goes off to discuss a separate point related, though. Omer ben Tam nami the tzarich la'ariv eruv tafshilin. When it comes to eruv tafshilin, you need to have pas and shlakos. Pas is for baking, shlakos is for cooking, because these are two separate items. And he brings a raya from this in the Gemara. Mevi raya midamrina beperek beis de beitza. Rabbi Eliezer Omer ein ofen ela al afoy ve'ein mevashin ela al matve mevushal. Let's say you only set aside a challah for your eruv tafshilin that only allows you to bake, but you can't cook. If you only set aside an egg, but not a lechem, then you can only cook, but you can't bake. That's the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Shenemar, it says, "Es asher tofu afu ves asher tivash leilu b'sheilu." The pasuk separates afia and bishel v'chein perish b'had. Achein, the re argues and says, "Omer de be'erev tafshilin sagi b'chad o b'pas o b'tafshil." You need one or the other. You don't need both. V'les hilchasa kahid the Rabbi Eliezer shdishmosi. We don't pasuk like that. Shita Rabbi Eliezer, because he was a Shamite. He came from Shamai, which we don't. Pasuk like or shmosi means he was excommunicated. He was placed in cherem, which we don't pasuk like Rabbi Eliezer. Halacha Mais, I believe Shulchan Aruch says, ideally you should leave both aside. If you do leave only pas, I don't think you're allowed to cook. But if you do leave over an egg, then you are also allowed to bake. I think that's how the split ends up going with Halacha. Back to the Gemara now. Let's finish off this piece. The Gemara says, based on the pasuk in Devarim, just like water is unchanged, so to any other cooked items, or any food rather, that is unchanged, you could accept from the goyim. But if it's cooked, you can't eat from them. So the Gemara says, first wide line down, Elamiata, the end of the line, if that's the case, chitin v'asan klayos, if they take chitin and make them remove the shells and have the kernels of wheat, hachanami da'asrun, is that going to be asr for them to shell all the wheat? The chitema hachanami, if you're going to tell me, yes, that's asr to have them shell wheat for you, v'hatani, the Baraita tells us, chitin v'asan klayos, if you make chitin into the kernels, mutarin, it's mutar, the Baraita clearly says. So that can't be, it's not about things not changing. Ela kimaim, just like ma maim shlo nishtanu mibriyasan, just like water hasn't changed from the moment it was created, so af ochel shlo nishtanu mibriyasan. So too, as long as you didn't change the food. So when you shell the wheat, you haven't changed anything, you just exposed the kernel. So that has not been a change from bria. So ela miyat, if that's the case, chitim v'tachlan, if you grind wheat into flour, so that's a change. So hachanami dasun, if you are you going to tell me anytime they change something that's going to be usr, if the goyim grind wheat, that's usr. V'chitim hachanami, if you're going to tell me yes, it's usr to have the flour that's been ground by non-Jews, v'hatani, the Braisa says chitin v'asan klayos hakamachim v'aslato shelahen mutar. All the flour is mutar. You can have flour made by the goyim. So again, what is the criteria for that which is usr? Which type of food is usr from the non-Jews? Ela kimayim. Ma maim shelo nishtanu mibriyasan ayidei ha'or. Just like water has not changed from the way it was created through the means of fire, af ochel shelo nishtanu mibriyasan ayidei ha'or, so too it can't be changed through fire. If it's changed through grinding, through something else that's permitted, it just cannot be changed through heat. So Gemara says, wait a second, mide orksiv, there's a pasuk that we mentioned before in Parshas Devarim, does it mention fire anywhere? Doesn't mention anywhere. So the Gemara ends up concluding on the top of Lamed Ches, Ela Medira Banan, the Kras Machtab Alma. This is only the Isser of Bisha Akum, is only an Isser Medir Banan, and they wanted to only find an Esmachta. What was the reason for the Gzer Rashi says on the top of Lamed Ches, Shelo Yehe Yisrael Rogil et Slo, V'mayichel V'misha. We don't want them to be too commonly around the non-Jews eating and drinking. V'yochilenu Davar Tame. What's the concern, says Rashi? They might feed you something that is a Tame, or really a Davar Isser. That's the concern, according to Rashi, giving you treif food. Right, what? Tosa argues, Tosa says right there, he quotes Rashi, two lines down, he says, V'yosar yanirat seems more appropriate to explain the farish hatamishum chasnas v'chein perisha kuntris. The Masis and Rashi himself says this on the Mishnah. So let's finish the Tosus and we'll stop here. Amar Harav Rabbeinu Avram Bar David. This is a Ravid, a different Ravid. There are actually three Ravids in history. This is not the same Ravid that appears in the back of the Rif and the same Ravid of Rambam. This is a different Ravid. Devadai shlokos asur chachamim kishe obed kochavim mevashlam mebesa. Certainly it's asur if it's cooked in the house of the non-Jew. Aval kishu mevashlam mebesa shel Yisrael, this is a very, very important kula that people rely on too much. If the non-Jew cooks in the home of the Yid, ein lachush, there's no concern, lo lachasnes, lo lashem yachlein with varm tamem. You're buying the ingredients, so everything's going to be kosher. It's in your home, you're in control. It's not going to lead to you marrying their daughter, so therefore it's permitted. This is actually brought down by the Ramah. This head there is brought down as a Ramah. We don't rely on this lachachila typically, but there are kulas if need be. V'lo hodu lo Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't agree to this. Devadai kevin she'ovid kochavim mivashel lo chelku klal chacham. It's a low plug across the board. No matter where they are, it's aser to cook. But it's important to know this heter when you need to apply it in general. Bebeis Yisrael. Okay, have a wonderful day.